Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. This series of training DVDs and downloadable high-definition videos covers topics such as building sites using CCK and Views, basic and advanced theming, and administering and site building with Drupal. Each densely packed video is a workshop in a box. Learn Drupal from the experts at Lullabot. For more information about each of these videos, visit store.lullabot.com.
So I'm Wolfgang Ziegler, my nickname is Fegel, and I'm the maintainer of the rules module, which is a small module which allows you to conditionally execute actions based on events occurring on a site. So it's basically a replacement for the trigger module in core, but it's more powerful.
And so what itch were you trying to scratch when you were writing this module?
Basically, in the beginning, I looked at the workflow module and I wanted to have more flexible way of organizing things. So I started doing the workflow in G module, which is the Drupal 5 compatible version of rules. But it turned out to be much more powerful and it's not related to workflows at all. So you can build workflows with it, but it's basically the rule-based system I just described. So that's also the cause because the module got renamed in Drupal 6 to rules.
And so maybe you could just talk from a user's perspective, the actions that happen, like things that they do, and then the reactions that are, or the triggers that are happening because of these rules. Maybe just sort of give some use cases just to give a sort of a better idea as to what's actually happening.
So when a user is surfing on your Drupal site, it's basically generating events, and on those events you can react on, so you can configure rules that are basically conditions and actions that react on this event. So an example would be if a user creates a post, you can react on it and send them an email or do whatever the action provides you to do. So it's a really powerful concept and you can do a lot of things with it. So basically each module may provide further events, conditions and actions, and then you can put them together and implement some custom functionality that you want to have on your site.
And so what are some of the other new features in that you have a new release of rules coming out? So what are some of the new things that you couldn't do in the previous versions of rules?
There's a new module, the rules forms module, which allows you to use the rules module and the action it provides it to customize forms. You can basically customize every form in Drupal and you can react on the form build and when the form is validated. So example given, it's handy to do custom validation, so you can say, oh, okay, if the user has set a specific value for that field and also a value for that field, then you show a validation error. So that's a situation where these rule-based things are really handy, because so you can really customize the things. Yeah, and also there's the scheduling system got improved, and there are new icons, and a lot of bugs got fixed, so there are quite some changes. That's, yeah. There was a Summer of Code project about rules, which the student Klaus Purer, Klausi, worked on rules, and he did a really good job, and he also created the rules forms module and basically did all the improvements of rules 1.1 release. Yes, because I'm currently working on a new release for rules 2.0, where I'm basically improving the APIs, so that's more flexible and modular, so it can be extended, so it's easy to add in loops and new features.
And maybe you could talk a little bit about the relation to rules to other modules. Do other modules have to write rules integration, or how does that work, and what sort of modules are out there that are sort of leveraging rules?
Yeah, each module may provide further events, conditions, and actions. So that's really convenient if a module provides some new functionality, so that you also provide an action for that, so that the users can automate that kind of things the module provides. But a module may also use rules to provide default rules. It comes with some default functionality, which then the user may take and adapt. There's the features module from development seat. So it's not ready yet, so it's kind of experimental, but I'm working on integrating it with it. So that would allow you to take the features module and say, hey, I want to export some rules, and you get a ready-to-use module out of it, which is then really great for building sites and to reusing the functionality you build on multiple sites.
And have you also worked on other modules like Vue's or Drupal Core? Maybe talk about some of the other work that you've been working on as well.
Recently, I'm working on some core patches where I want to get some basic things in the core which are good for the rules module. But I'm also working on some other contrib modules. So I'm doing the content profile module, content access module, and yeah. I'm also working on rules integrations for other models. So most important, the CCK, which is really important so that you can check fields and populate fields by action. Yeah, that's it.
Great, thanks.